Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is Erskine sitting in for Alex Jones, and the number here, 800-259-9231, but we've got, we're only going to take the people who are online waiting right now. We aren't going to be putting anybody new on for a little while because we've got Harry Brown joining Paul Joseph Watson. My address is www.erskineonradio.com. We do a program on Saturday nights at 9 o'clock Pacific. And it's midnight on the East Coast, and it's a wonderful show coming up this week. We've got Donald Scott talking about the origin of AIDS. We've got Mike Brown from Mike Brown Solutions who's going to be on. We've got Harry Brown who's going to be on the third hour on ErskineOnRadio.com. So be sure to go up and listen, or listen to them, hopefully, to your local radio station. If they're not carrying it, ask them why. They should be. They should be. Okay, and we're talking with Barbara from West Virginia. Barbara, you've got a couple of comments or questions for
us? Oh, yeah, I've got a bunch.
For us.
Actually, I have a lot.
Well, we can only take a couple, so go with your top couple of questions.
Okay, was he aware of Prescott Bush and how he got all his money? I'm understanding. I'm understanding that Prescott Bush was in cahoots with Hitler. With the main bank.
Paul Joseph Watson, it's all in your book, Order Out of Chaos. Just a real brief answer on that. Is that ever covered by Mr. Watson in his book? Tell her a little couple things about it.
Well, yeah, he ran the majority of Nazi steel production. And, I mean, the documents have come out, and the Associated Press have done big articles on it. There was a guy in the New Hampshire Gazette who did a big piece on it, and then afterwards he was harassed by the Secret Service. So, I mean, they don't want this kind of thing to get out. I mean, just go to prisonplanet.com, go to the search engine, type in Bush Nazi links, and you'll get a bunch of articles which pop up explaining all that.
Okay, now what does... What does GW have to do with Eli Lilly?
Well, I don't know. I haven't looked into that.
Is he part owner of it, or does he own Eli Lilly?
I've heard that he owns a sizable amount of stock in that, so they're very happy when the Prozac sales are going up.
Yeah.
Next question.
Is that why they're trying to make cigarettes the medicine? So
I don't know. I don't know anything about that one. Barbara, got time for one more question.
All right. They make a big deal. You know, they just had, Kerry was just here in July, and we got to go to his rally. While we were in line waiting for to go into the rally, we had cars going by yelling pro-life, you know. And I was astounded when I hollered back at him, death penalty. So why? How can you say you're pro-life and death penalty at the same out of the same person? You know, I mean, that's a, to me, that's a forked tongue. You know,
yeah,
he's a big
well,
death penalty person.
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel that way too. That yeah, a lot of things don't make sense anymore on that. Paul, any comments on that or?
Well, yeah, you get hypocrisy on both sides of the equation. I mean, left-wingers will scream and bleat all day about babies dying in Iraq, which is right, but then they'll support abortion at home in the light of the new evidence, which proves that babies can walk in the womb, smile, laugh at 12 weeks old, and yet the law here in Britain is that terminations can occur anything up to 24 weeks. So, I mean, I'm certainly pro-life. I'm against the death penalty for the very reasons that I've outlined before, which is you don't want to give a corrupt government that kind of power because they will abuse it. So that's my position.
Yeah,
I have to agree with you. We'll be right back with Brian, Donna, Sharon, and Harry Brown on Erskine Overnight. Rather, on Alex Jones. I'm sorry!
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Trust me, it has not been hijacked. It has not been taken off the air. This is the Alex Jones radio program. This is Erskine. I'm just sitting in, temporarily sitting in for Alex Jones. Not replacing him, just sitting in for Alex Jones. There is no replacement for Alex Jones. And I would also recommend to you PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, American Dictators, Staged Election 2004. Learn what's going on today about what's going on for the election. You want to fight terrorism? Let me tell you how to fight terrorism. One of the best ways. You want to fight what's going on? You want to keep America free? Get American Dictators. Get Police State 3, Total Enslavement. Get the Matrix of Evil. Some of these videos, make copies of them if you want to. Get them out to your friends. Let the America wake up before it is too late as to what's happening. Harry Brown is joining us this hour, and by us, I'm talking about Paul Joseph Watson, author of Order Out of Chaos, and Erskine. And my website, if you want to contact me, is erskineonradio.com, www.erskineonradio.com. Now, Paul Joseph Watson wrote Order Out of Chaos, and Harry Brown was a 1996 and 2000 libertarian candidate for president. For 30 years, he's been a successful investment advisor. His 1973 book was called How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World. Became a New York Times bestseller. 95, he spoke to thousands of Americans who were frustrated with big government. Lord knows, aren't we all? When he wrote Why Government Doesn't Work. He's the director of public policy for DownsideDC.org. He has two weekly radio programs on the GCN network, plus has just completed the pilot for a new fun TV show called Liberty Hour. Not like Harry's letting a lot of grass grow under his feet. Harry Brown. Hi, Harry.
Hello there. Glad to be with you.
When we're looking at what's going on and you're seeing coverage for an entire week of the Democratic Convention, coverage for the entire week of the Republican Convention, you're watching the debates coming up. We only have two parties in America. Is that what we're led to believe? Are they afraid to hear from any other parties, Harry? You're a person who was on the firing line with a third party that's on the ballot in virtually every state. And are they just afraid to hear any dissenting voices? What's going on, Harry?
Well, most people don't realize that we have a two-party system in America, not because people have demanded it, but because the Republicans and Democrats have legislated it. They have ballot access laws in virtually every state that make it relatively easy for a Democrat or Republican to get on the ballot, but very difficult for a third-party candidate. For example, a Republican or Democrat might have to pay a $100 filing fee and supply 100 signatures. A third-party candidate might have to pay a $10,000 filing fee and provide 1,000 or 10,000 signatures. It varies from state to state. And, of course, the campaign finance laws are designed to keep the incumbents in. So there is a huge legislative hurdle. When I ran in 2000, I raised $2.5 million. But a large part of that had to go just for ballot access to get on the ballot in 50 states, so that money was not available to advertise and tell people that there was a better life available without an income tax, without being roped into Social Security, without a drug war, without a foreign policy that makes enemies all around the world, that there, we could have a peaceful America, we could have an America like the Founding Fathers wanted, an America of liberty, and pardon me for going on so long.
No, for God's sake, you want to make your voice heard in America, you want to talk about what's going on in America, and you aren't allowed to in America. It's certainly become a joke, because when you're reading the Constitution, there's nothing in the Constitution about two parties. Let's go to Brian in Virginia, because he's been holding on a while, and he may have a question for you, Harry. Brian?
Hey, thank you. First of all, I was going to say you have a strong atheist following. I don't know if you know that or not.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. It doesn't. That's absolutely fine. We have freedom of religion or no religion. Yes,
go ahead, Brian.
Concerned about what's going on. I was going to mention. I sent some emails to you. One about the RAND Corporation. RAND. Familiar with?
Yes. The think tank. Absolutely.
Absolutely. They're held by the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society. They are owned by
okay.
them. I sent you a filing.
Well, forward. You sent that to Alex.
I sent it to Alex, yes.
Right,
I don't
okay.
know if you got to that yet.
And I was okay, also, I'm sure he will.
Well, the reason I guess I'm bringing that up also, I also sent in photos of the pyramid of Charles Taz Russell. It was a center graveyard in Pittsburgh with the Knights Templar symbols around it, and, of course, there's Washington Obama Tract Society on it. And he was funded by the Rothschilds and had help. With the Bundy, from the Bundy family. Now, Eisenhower, as well, was raised a Jehovah's Witness. He tried to hide that fact. There's empirical
okay.
evidence of that. I don't speak anything that's not true. It is
now, what does that have to do with anything?
Well,
we've
when you
got
talk
a multitude
about what
of religions.
Well, you look at the families involved, and they're usually the families you consider the Illuminati, and I don't know what their place is, and the whole thing, I know... I was raised one, and I know that I had the New World Translation of the Holy Scriptures. I know the theocratic language, and it seems kind of ominous. I know they're sincere about their beliefs, but I think, of course, we all know they've been hoodwinked. But there's just some things I wouldn't mind someone looking into. Another thing.
One of the things that we've talked about on my program has been some of the new translations of the Bible, which are coming out of the Oxford University Press in London, which is controlled by the Rothschilds. So there you go. Brian, thanks for the call. Let's go to Donna in Massachusetts. Donna, you've got a question for Paul Joseph Watson for Mr. Harry Brown.
Hello, Mr. Erskine, and hello,
Hi,
Harry
Donna.
Brown. Mr. Brown, I voted for you here, I believe it was 8 years ago you were on our ballot, and as far as I was concerned, that was the only choice. And
thank you very much. Now I know, now I think I've met almost everyone who voted for me.
Oh, it is a sad state of affairs. I'm calling because I had to go to court this morning to appeal a denial of my request for a permit to carry a firearm. And I have been in the military for 26 years now. I was activated for Desert Storm. I have to know how to utilize weapons, but I was denied because the police chief said that I was deemed unsuitable. And he noted that, my husband is a highly decorated vet. He participated in Special Ops Vietnam. And they said that in this proceeding, they kept noting my husband's extraordinary record. So if you're a veteran and if you're highly decorated, you are a threat now, and you should not be able to have a firearm. You should not be able to participate in any of a portion of the Bill of Rights, apparently.
Well, Harry, you know, one of the things that worried me is that they had these people who were pilots, and most of them came out of the military. Huh? They know what they're doing. You're responsible for you flying in the airplane, and yet they're saying, pilots, I don't know if they should have firearms or not. Wasn't that extraordinary, too, Harry?
Well, you know, the Bill of Rights says that you have the right to keep and bear arms as long as your local police chief says it's all right.
Oh.
And as long as the government says it's all right. Well, tell me, when in this proceeding, were they citing your husband's record negatively, meaning pointing out that he was a danger because of his service record?
Exactly.
Isn't that something? Well,
that's what's so amazing. He was, he's had numerous citations. He's earned the Silver Star, the Bronze Star, wounded three times. One of his wounds is a bayonet in the stomach. And he was recommended for the Medal of Honor because of what he did. And he saved lives in some of the operations he did, you know. I'm not saying he never did anything bad while he was over there. But because the police department sees him as some kind of a threat, they're holding it against me now.
Threat, he's a hero.
Yes, and of course the politicians are trying as hard as they can these days to latch themselves onto the military and to people like your husband and making such a big thing about the glorious service that they provided to the country. But, of course, at the local level, any police chief has the power to do this. And Paul Joseph Watson, in the last segment, made a very, very important point when he was talking about the death penalty. He said he didn't want the corrupt government to have that power because the power would eventually be abused. And that's the most important point. It isn't the abuse of power that's the problem. It is the power to abuse. And the power is in the hands of the local police chiefs to grant or deny those permits. The power is in the hands of the president to use the military for his purposes, for his political power. And if that power is there, it's going to be abused eventually. So when you think you're handing power to a good person to do a good deed in a good government, remember that that power is still going to be there when a bad person gets elected and is ready to do a bad deed for a bad government. So we never want to give to the local government, the state government, or the federal government the power to abuse, because eventually it will be abused, and your story is a perfect example of that. There's nothing,
Harry,
that I can offer you.
Talking in libertarian terms, which I know is not a problem for you, there not talking anymore about your security. It has become security of the state. Have you noticed how it's been changing?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. The consideration of a politician is his own power.
We're going to have to take a break right now, and if you've got anything else you want to comment on, Don, we'll be right back with you. Our number here, 800-259.
Ever walk into someone's house and you can tell instantly they own pets? They've made the mistake of using a pet odor and stain product that only covers the problem temporarily. We don't have that problem in our home. We've discovered it's just better to use Paws. Pet Accident Wash-Up Solution, or Paws, is the quickest and safest pet stain and odor eliminator known to man, or man's best friend. Paws is safe on any material, even directly on your pet's bedding. Paws will work on the toughest stains and odors in your home. It's guaranteed to lift stains that have been set in for years, proving again, it's just better to use Paws. It's only a matter of time until Fido, or Fluffy, has an accident. Be prepared with Paws. Use Paws anywhere stains and odors are a problem, like the laundry or the bathroom. Try Paws once and you'll quickly discover it's just better to use Paws. Call 1-877-289-PAWS or visit getpaws.com. That's www.getpaws.com. Paws comes with a 110% money-back guarantee. You've nothing to lose but stains and odors.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies, for healthier, more radiant skin and hair, you need to start flipping it. Do you flip it?
When I first started flipping it, I couldn't believe my eyes.
Once you start flipping it, you'll never stop. The next time you pick up one of your beauty products, flip it over and examine the ingredients. You'll be astonished by what the packaging reveals to you. Many mainstream beauty products are comprised almost entirely of synthetic petrochemicals. For a more natural approach to looking and feeling great, visit naturalskinandhair.com or call their friendly and knowledgeable staff toll-free at 1-866-339-SKIN.
Start flipping it today because you really can look great without all the synthetic chemicals.
Once you start flipping it, you'll be glad you did. Visit naturalskinandhair.com for more information on natural beauty products. Do you flip it? Call 866-339-SKIN. That's 866-339-SKIN. Or visit naturalskinandhair.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's the Alex Jones Show on GCN Radio Network. This is Erskine sitting in today and tomorrow for Alex Jones. Be sure and pick up a copy of Alex's videos. the PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, the American Dictators, the staged election of 2004 is one of the videos available, and the person who did the video is with us right now, Alex Jones, direct from his interview that he got out on C-SPAN, as Sharon told us at the very first hour. Alex, welcome to your own program.
Yes, sir. Erskine, I'm sorry I called in late. I was here at Ground Zero, despite the fact that the 9/11 Truth Group has a permit to be here. I was just threatened with arrest and had to get myself out of that and had to basically threaten to sue them to have them leave me alone. And as I'm speaking, we've got the cameras rolling just to document everything in case they try something. I've almost been arrested three times every day, anywhere in the city videotaping anything. It is an absolute nightmare. Just so much has happened. And what I'll do is, I guess the last 20 minutes of the program, I'm going to call in and get everybody an update on what's happened in the last day. There is just so much here, but we're surrounded by police, and they're coming in with plastic handcuffs. What they'll do is just encircle peaceful crowds with this orange netting and then round everybody up and arrest them. There's over 2,000 people that they put in a camp, Pier 57, an old condemned bus terminal where they parked the buses. It's a giant facility out over the Hudson River. It's being called Guantanamo on the Hudson. Erskine, we were threatened with arrest there as well. We've had them grab cameras and smash them right in front of us. They were so stupid they didn't know our other camera was rolling getting this. This city is in total martial law, surveillance blimps, helicopters everywhere, military on the streets, militarized police. It is just thoroughly disgusting. 2,000 people in a condemned building that the bus company pulled people out of 6 years ago because of the asbestos hanging down. They have barbed wire inside in containment facilities with porta potties outside. People have to beg to use the bathroom. 2,000 people at any one time locked up in this giant pen. It has been total bedlam. It is so exciting, though. I have run into probably 500, 600 people now that are fans of the radio show and aware of the New World Order. I had no idea we were this big in New York, and just God bless everybody and God bless those out there listening. We are going to prevail. We are never going to stop fighting, and this is just totally and completely insane to be threatened with arrest at least three times a day, to have one of our cameras taken and smashed right in front of us, and to have the film ripped out of it. Just disgusting behavior. It has nothing to do with terrorism. I have hundreds of the people that have been arrested are literally foreign tourists, old ladies, people in wheelchairs. They will just block off a whole street in a quote, authorized protest, come in with this orange netting, round everybody up. Now, they will ride horses into people. They will ride mopeds into people to cause crises. Many of the anarchists work for them and have been threatening us. There's just a few hundred anarchists that are used to create crises. The march on Sunday had over 300,000 people in it. There have been huge protests everywhere. The news is totally distorting all of this, Erskine.
It's not on CNN, it's not on NBC, ABC, CBS, and the estimates of the crowd is anywhere from 250 to 500,000, but it is covered by the foreign press. We're not allowed to see it ourselves. Are we in New York City, police state 2004? Is this a police state? Is this what you were talking about in
police
state 1, 2, and 3? Is it here now in New York?
It is. Everything is color of law. There's no law against filming, but anywhere you are on the street doing anything, they will treat you like dogs. They're on a total power trip. They are hyped up and just raging. And anybody that shows any fear automatically gets arrested. I've noticed you have to buck up and bull up and say, I got the First Amendment. You do whatever you want, buddy. And right now they were getting the cuffs out, about to arrest me here at a march that actually has a permit in front of Ground Zero. We're here talking about 9/11. We're here talking about who was behind 9/11. And I had them, threaten to arrest me again, saying that my press pass wasn't proper, as if I even need a press pass to be here. This is absolutely disgusting, and it sickens me to see America being turned into this. But it's only going to get worse and worse and worse because of what these scoundrels have done. The globalists have come back to the scene of the crime. They have come back to the scene of what they did on 9/11, and we are going to continue to stand up against them. And last night I got live on C-SPAN, kind of guerrilla information warfare tactic, and got the truth out, Erskine. You've obviously already heard about that.
We've heard about it. We're trying to get a video of it. And you've got 50%, according to the Zogby poll, of the New Yorkers are aware that the 9/11 was planned, that they knew about it. 50%, according to the Zogby poll. You are in an area where the people know and they understand. Is this getting out on local TV?
Let me give folks the actual Zogby poll. 49% in New York City. I finally got a copy of it. 49% in New York City, whether it was government prior knowledge or involvement. in New York State itself, 41% believe that, and 68% want Elliot Spitzer to do an independent investigation and do not believe in the 9/11 Whitewash Commission appointed by George W. New World Order liberal Bush. So, yes.
We'll be right back with the Alex Jones Live report from New York and Harry Brown and Paul Joseph Watson, who are also going to be talking with Alex right after these words.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
This is the only place, this is the Alex Jones program, where you're going to understand what's going on for real in New York and the poll results. May 26th, Toronto Star reported a national poll showed that 63% of Canadians are convinced that U.S. leaders had prior knowledge of the attacks and yet declined to act. 66% of New Yorkers, according to the Zogby poll just released August 30th, call for a new probe of unanswered questions by Congress or New York's Attorney General. You've got 49.3% of New York residents and 41% of the New York citizens overall say that some of our leaders knew in advance that attacks were planned on or around September 11th, 2001, and they consciously failed to act. That is half of the New York City residents. This is ground zero, where it happened. New York City. They're not buying the government version. They know that it is order out of chaos, elite-sponsored terrorism, and New World Order. The report on what's going on right from ground zero, I want you to hear it again from Alex Jones, the man who's there who was almost arrested three times. Alex, give that report again. How bad is it?
It's unspeakable. It's indescribable. Again, I'm here at ground zero, surrounded by survivors of 9/11, people who were here, people, I've talked to a bunch of people who were there at firefighters saying, get back. We're about to bring down Building 7. People who even heard it on NPR that day, it's admitted that they blew up Building 7. The owners even gone on television and said, we made the decision to pull it. I'm right here by Silverstein Properties. I'm right here just 50 feet from the pit, surrounded by police with their clubs out just staring at us. It's disgusting. Some of the police we've talked to are aware of what's happening. But as you said, they cannot hide this forever. The polls, you just read that big Canadian poll with 60-plus percent thinking it's a big cover-up. Most New Yorkers thinking it's a big cover-up. It is unbelievable, Erskine, and just to see this country going to hell in a handbasket is very, very painful. Now, folks, here is a survivor, a lady who worked in the center, and ma'am, can you tell us your name and why you're out here handing out information, deception dollars, and the 9/11 Truth Movement pamphlets to people? Can you tell the listeners, just in a nutshell, what most New Yorkers are thinking and some of the key things that you think are cover-ups involving 9/11?
Well, at a minimum, that 7 World Trade absolutely...
Tell us your name.
My name is Andrea Pesaurus. I have worked and lived in New York for more than 20 years and happen to have been working in the downtown area. Actually, I was working in the World Financial Center complex the day of September 11th. I was in the building there the night before. I'm a member of a professional association on the 44th floor of 1 World Trade. I supervised an office in 1 World Trade back in the mid-80s.
But write down some of the key points you told me about earlier. Just
some of the key points are that there were explosives up through 6 World Trade that I heard before either tower came down. 7 World Trade we knew was not in bad condition, and later on in the day on live radio, where one of our local live reporters was downtown with New York Public Radio, he was saying that the building wasn't in bad condition, but they were talking about demolishing it. And, you know, why would you demolish a building in perfectly good condition? But meanwhile, that building came down lickety-split. It came down within moments after...
And we already knew that, but now we have Larry Silverstein saying that it on PBS. Let me get another quick comment from another lady, then I'm going to come back to you. Ma'am, I was talking to you. You live down here. You said you talked to the widows. You talked to the locals. Can you tell us about people who were discussing the explosives and the rest of it? And you said you talked to locals who were told to get back. They were about to bring down Building 7. Can you repeat that for the listeners?
They had said...
Tell us who you are.
I'm Arlene Rubin, and they said over and over again that from the base of the building and from the mid-floors that the explosives were bringing down the World Trade Center to run for your life.
Unbelievable.
They said explosives were bringing it down, run for your life. Building 7 was blown when they said the words, Larry Silverstein. They told him they're going to pull it. That means that the building had already been armed, wired with explosives. Prior wiring with explosives, Alex.
It's incredible, Erskine. I know you've got Harry Brown and Paul Watson there. Why don't you bring those guys up? I don't want to monopolize
it. Absolutely. Paul, Harry, anything you want to ask Alex right now at Ground Zero?
Well, yeah, I mean, if I can jump in, I'd just ask Alex. I mean, we've had reports about police arresting medics so that, you know, the handcuffed and beaten protesters couldn't get treatment, all kinds
we've
of
things. We've got video, Paul, we've got video of them with giant orange construction fences rounding up peaceful, permanent protests. They put 2,000 of them just in the last 2 days in this camp down here. We call it Guantanamo on the Hudson, this giant complex. They just live in motor oil on the ground, an old bus terminal, literally with barbed wire fences and barbed wire inside the description, just like in my film, The Takeover, with the barbed wire inside the 747 hangar in Austin, Texas. This is Gulag America. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, yeah, and those articles have been in the New York Daily News. Also, we've had reports about Black Bloc anarchist provocateurs setting fire to trash cans, and then when the people go up and ask them which group they're affiliated with, they don't give a response. So have you seen any kind of provocateurs?
Yes, we've been threatened by the communists. They said we wish Stalin would kill you. Most of the so-called anarchists are really communists. They seem to be working with the police. They're never arrested. They'll go burn something or punch somebody or throw something at a cop. Then they pull back, and a police captain will give an order, and they'll rush in with horses or mopeds and run over crowds. When people fight back, there's a riot, and they begin pell-mell. You know, there'll be 600, 800 armed, you know, ninja outfitted, armored, outfitted cops will run out of a parking garage who are just waiting. These are staged events. They will usher a crowd of a few thousand people, because now there's dozens of small protests going on spontaneously everywhere. They will usher them down a few streets, tell them, go this way, go that way, come with us. Then they get people herded into a spot. Then the anarchists do something, and then waiting cops come running out of parking garages or waiting buses to beat the living daylights out of them.
This is nowhere on U.S. media. You're not seeing it anywhere. Comment on that, Alex.
Well, I mean, basically, I'd like to hear from Harry Brown, but, I mean, there is a total media blackout. They're distorting the news. There is no liberal or conservative media. It's globalist corporate media that's not free market. They're organized criminals. Does Mr. Brown have any comments?
Well, obviously, it's a terrible situation. I want to take a look on the web and see if CNN or NBC or any of these networks are putting it at least up on the Internet. And, of course, I don't sit and watch network news all day long, so I have no idea what's going on TV. Does anybody else here, has anybody else watched TV this morning?
Well, at night when I get in at 2 a.m. after, you know, these 14, 15-hour days, I'll watch Fox, I'll watch CNN, and the first few days it's like, everything's great. Well, CNN report on the protest, but Fox is like, everything's great. Everybody, people, New Yorkers love us. Man, things are really going well. Meanwhile, I'm outside with hundreds of thousands of people going, ah, New World Order, we don't get behind it. Ah. I mean, it's just a complete opposite of what the news is portraying. Now, the New York media is reporting on a lot of this, but not on the provocateur nature of these anarchists.
Yeah. It is being reported in foreign news, Alex. It's being reported on German. It's being reported on BBC. It's being reported on Canadian. The foreign news services are covering the demonstrations.
Well, I'll tell you what. I want you to talk to Kevin Booth, who's a cameraman and also working with me on this film. Kevin's over here running the camera. I'll tell you what, Tim, will you take over for Kevin? And then I want you to describe how they took our camera away and smashed it the other night on the bus. But, Kevin, here's Erskine, here's Harry Brown, you know, famous libertarian, and, of course, Paul Watson of PrisonPlanet.com. Just give him a rundown of what's going on.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Kevin. What's going on over there?
It's pretty crazy. I mean, everywhere we're going, you know, there's a group gathering around Alex, and it's pretty crazy because the police really don't know what to make of them, you know, and you know, because they keep coming up to him, and of course he doesn't back down at all, and so we, you know, they kind of just are staying out of arm's reach of Alex the whole time, but they're definitely keeping an eye on us the whole time. Last time we were here at the 9/11 site, we were having some kind of government agent guy taking still photographs of our faces.
I remember he showed me.
Right out of a movie. I mean, like a plain clothes guy with the, like a tan vest on with the classic, you know, big zoom lens camera. And, you know, just standing there taking close-up stills of all of our faces. And so I know I'm on the list with Alex now, officially on the list. So we've had some crazy moments.
Tell them about the port.
Almost, yeah. Well, we had to what about the port?
Well, tell them about the jet boats chasing us.
Yeah, it was that thing. We went out, a friend of ours has a really fast boat. He's a fan of Alex's, has like a cigarette ocean racer. And he took us out at night to show us the Statue of Liberty, and we had the Homeland Security boats come up to us. They're just like out of the scene, Apocalypse Now, where the, you know, the boats come up and they do the search of you. And this is funny because the guy, you know, they kind of play a game of intimidation with him. But after we were okay with him, he just took off in one direction. And the boats like gave chase to us, and this guy just kind of plays the game and he just hit the throttle full blast. We watched the little flashing cherry lights disappear over the horizon.
Tell about the guns though.
Yeah, they had 50 caliber machine guns mounted on the front of these Homeland Security boats and Coast Guard boats. And then we had to take a subway back because we didn't get a taxi cab, and we had a situation where we saw this really sad scene. This old lady, she looked, you know, we all felt really sorry for her. She's like terribly hunchbacked and sleeping in a subway station. And, you know, we all felt really horrible. She was asleep, so John Statmiller got out of the subway for a second, I think for like a $5 or $10 bill inside of her purse, and we videotaped us doing it, and the police jumped out and grabbed Alex's camera. And, you know, they shut down the subway. They got us off. They were going to, like, detain us at the station. for a really long time. And then this other woman that was there with us took a picture of them. They ended up, like, tearing all the film out of her camera. And, you know, even when we went to the convention last night, there's just one person after another, like, grabbing your pass and checking on you. So it's like you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. If you have a short hair and you look like a Republican and have a Republican pass, then you've got one group of people screaming at you. If you look kind of a liberal or like you have long hair, then you've got the police surrounding you.
Someone else was in condition.
And, you know, in Austin where I live, if I see like just a couple of cops here or there, I keep an eye out for them or just whatever. I don't break the law, so. But I still, you know, you're aware of them. But here after just 4 or 5 days, I've noticed myself just walking past this 50 to 100 police, and it's like you don't even know that they're there anymore. I was sitting like a policeman at dinner the other night. They all had like big machine guns, and I'm sitting there talking about how I needed to buy a police scanner so I could keep up with it all, because I was like not even paying attention to that. I'm so numb to the fact that they're all surrounding me.
Kevin, has it become an us versus them mentality?
Yeah, definitely. Although, you know, the sad thing is a lot of the cops probably as people, they're probably not bad people as people. Or even, you know, I spent a lot of time in Los Angeles, and I think the LAPD, they have like a meaner mentality. And when you get these guys off separately by themselves, they all seem to be like nice people, but it's definitely like a group thing for sure, all together. And when you're out there on the street, they just kind of have this invincible attitude, you know, when they get mad at you or they ratchet up. They have a reason to, like, come after you. You can be the most reasonable, normal person, and they'll just start screaming in your face. And it's completely unnecessary. You know, there's just situations where it's just a couple of police and us, and, you know, we're walking around with a camera. We have, you know, photo pass. We're nicely dressed. And these guys are in your face screaming at you, and you're just,
What are you expecting tonight?
Well, I have no idea. You know, the anarchists have been threatening, like, some big surprise for the last 3 days. The police think that they're kind of like, you know, they keep saying, oh, tonight at 7, and then it doesn't happen. Oh, tomorrow at 3, and then it doesn't happen. So the police and everybody's kind of on edge waiting for the anarchists to pull some big surprise. So we have no idea. We have no idea. It could go either way. I know they have a secret train underground ready to take George Bush off the island, you know, ASAP. But,
Harry, Paul, any questions?
Yeah, I just jump in there and ask Kevin. We've had reports which were carried in the Daily News about plain-clothed police officers randomly plowing mopeds into giant groups of people. Have you seen any examples of that take place?
All I saw was on the news, and just said probably the same story you've seen, you know. Anyways, here's Alex. It was great talking to you guys.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. We got to reload our camera. It's dangerous to not have it reloaded. We just ran out of tape. Erskine, I don't want to monopolize here. You want me to let you go and let Harry and Paul and you continue?
It isn't a monopoly because this is a report that no one is getting anywhere else on American news. It is simply not getting out. You are breaking a story that other people aren't getting unless they watch C-SPAN.
Well, let me pose this question to Harry Brown and Paul Watson. In America, is it proper that we are on major city streets, not even around secure facilities, and people run up and scream, even with press passes, which we shouldn't even have to have, threatening to arrest us for videotaping? It's all color of law, and this is part of this process of people being afraid to even tape. Do you guys have any comments about that?
While you've been talking, I've been surfing the net here, and CNN has a story on the protesters down on the bottom of another story, and they say that 1,700 have been arrested, and they talk about the complaints about the conditions of those prisoners, but I didn't find anything on the Fox News site, and I find very little on the CBS site, and that's as far as I've gotten so far.
Well, it's normally 15 to 2,000 at any one time in the camp. They're normally there about 25 hours on average. It's been on the local news. The police admit it. But then I look at the national news, I find almost nothing. And then I've talked to people from the union. It's been in the newspaper. The building is full of asbestos. The cops don't even want to work in there. Their union's complaining, and it's not even set up to be a jail. They have them just caged up behind barbed wire inside a 70-year-old bus terminal with literally an inch of grime and oil and chemicals on the ground, Harry.
Pier 57. Now, question for you, Alex. How many people are there protesting, would you estimate?
Well, again, the big combined march was on Sunday, over 300,000. I mean, these were marches 5-10 blocks long, covering five streets. I mean, it was just ultra-massive. Everywhere I drove all over the city, 5,000 here, 10,000 there, 100,000 here, 20,000 there. And then now throughout the week, basically there's just protesters everywhere. Any street you go up, I've been all over the city, people with signs everywhere. You'll see a group of 10,000 here, 5,000 there, 200 here. It's just everywhere. And the cabbies I've talked to, they say between 50 and 90% of people they talk to, you know, I get different numbers, hated that the RNC is here. There's troops, guys. Get video of these troops coming. Zoom in on that, guys, right there. Right there, there's troops. Get video of them. Go over there. Come on, let's go over and talk to the troops. I mean, it is just blowing me away. And there's little gaggles of 2 to 20 National Guard just marching around all over the place. Ted, that's good from here. Go ahead and get it from here.
Police State 2004 live from New York City. It is Alex Jones. Paul, you have a comment or you want to ask Alex a question?
Yeah, have you seen any examples of photographers and journalists being arrested? Because there was an article in the New York Daily News about how filmmakers who were actually filming a movie about protests were not involved in the protest.
Alex is going to get back with that right after these words. Filmmakers, are they being arrested right after these words? This is Alex Jones radio program.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Thank you.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
3,000 delegates, 300,000 protesters in a scene that sounds more like the description of chaos reminiscent of Kirk Russell's escape from New York. It's Alex Jones live from New York, where he is at ground zero. And the question for Alex from Paul Joseph Watson, author of Order Out of Chaos, and we know what their order is going to be, is, are independent film producers, people like this, are they being hassled? And what I'm gathering from you, Alex, it's like a fisherman just throwing a net out and gathering whatever they bring in, any kind of fish they can bring in. Is that the way it is, Alex?
Yes, what Paul brought up is totally accurate. They have these fences, and they will herd you into a corner and then just arrest everyone. I'm talking 75-year-old women, people in wheelchairs. It's indiscriminate. They grab everybody and put them in paddy wagons. And then I've got these young kids who are actually stirring up trouble, going, I don't know why, but the police captain, I actually did something and spit on delegate's car. Nothing happened to me, but then they arrested everybody, and they told me I could go free. I mean, we have her on videotape saying that. So you also have useful idiots out doing bad things, and the cops just let them go. I mean, it's amazing. And I just had another person walk over to me and go, oh, yeah, my family's Navy SEAL. And they told us, they called us on September 10th and said, don't go to the World Trade Center tomorrow. I mean, it's just every 5 minutes somebody walks over and tells me a new story like this. Every day I've been out here at Ground Zero, it's just incredible. These are all New Yorkers who just work right around here. And people just sit here screaming at the police, telling them they know it's the New World Order. They know who's behind it. Listen, I'm going to let you guys go and let you have the last word. God bless you. I want to thank Harry Brown, Paul Watson. I want to thank you, Erskine, for coming on. And I want to have Harry Brown sit in the future. And I want to have Erskine do it. And just God bless you.
God bless you, Alex. Take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. Let's go to Harry. Harry, any comments on this? This is awesome. This is absolutely awesome. It is police state.
Well, I've been looking at the web, as I said, while you folks have been talking, and I just don't find any indication in the news that there has been any violence there at all. In fact, there are specific statements that there has been no violence at all, and some woman with the New York Civil Liberties Union said that she acknowledged that the police had been very gentle. So It's not really getting into the news, that's for sure. And I don't.
It's in the foreign news, Harry. It is in the foreign news. Now, what is?
Well, I looked at BBC and I didn't find anything, but that's as far as I got. Have you? What particular foreign news have you seen? Guardian.
I have seen it on German. I've seen it on Canadian television. Both of them are leading off their news stories with the rioting in New York. Paul, any comments?
Well, yeah, I think there's been a couple of reports here on British television which have stories about it. But the major news line that I've been following is the New York Indy Media news line, which carries up-to-the-minute updates on exactly what's going down, and they were particularly evident on Tuesday night when there was a lot of trouble. So if listeners stay focused on the PrisonPlanet.com website tonight, as I would expect with Bush giving his speech, if there was any real provocative action, it would occur tonight, then people keep tuned into the website. I will provide them, you know, with any updates as they come in.
So they've got a train all sitting to get Spirit Bush off of Manhattan and out of New York City, all sitting down below a special train. This is something when our leaders have to go by underground trains, and we've got this type of a situation.
America is in a state of siege. There's no question about it. We're scared of the world, and the world is scared of us. And until we change our foreign policy, that's the way it's going to be.
Amen, Harry. You're 100% right. And New World Order is trying to get order out of chaos. This is elite sponsored terrorism. Thank you, Paul. Thank you so very much, Harry Brown, for being on Alex Jones radio program. We'll be back tomorrow.